a huge study of baby boys from birth to adulthood has found complacency when it comes to boys born with abnormalities of their genitalia. This complacency results in late treatment and unnecessarily added risk of testicular cancer and male infertility. One of the researchers was Professor Natasha Nassar, who's a perinatal and paediatric epidemiologist at the University of Sydney. Welcome to the Health Report, Natasha.
Thanks for having me.
Describe these conditions.
Okay, so the male reproductive birth defects that we're particularly interested in are firstly hyperspadias, and that's a condition in baby boys where the urethra develops on the underside rather than at the tip of the penis.
And so the opening, instead of being at the end of the penis, is underneath.
That's right. And so that leads to urinary dysfunction, more risk of infections, and potentially long-term infertility in adulthood, and does require for boys with more severe conditions corrective surgery. And the other condition that we're interested in, which is potentially linked with hyperspadias, is called undescended testes. And this is a condition where boys in early infancy, in the first three months of life, if their testes don't descend, that they require corrective surgery called an orchidopexy to correct this condition.
Now, the incidence of these conditions is going up, is it not?
It has. And so some of our research using Western Australian data, because we have such a good registry over there and good ascertainment of birth defects, has shown that for hyperspadias, this has been increasing over the last three decades. And it affects actually now one in almost 130 boys every year. For undescended testes, there hasn't really been an increase over time, but it is relatively common. And although about 2.5 to 3% of boys are diagnosed with this condition, about 1%, so one in every 100 boys, do require corrective surgery to ensure their testes are in the correct position.
Now, many years ago in the Health Report, we had Malcolm Pike from the University of Oxford on, who argued quite convincingly that it was use of the oral contraceptive too near to conception that was causing the undescended testes and hyperspadias. Is that still thought to be the case?
Look, it's one of the potential factors that have been linked, and one of my colleagues and co-authors, Michelle Hansen, has been looking a lot at the use of ART, so assisted reproductive technology, and the association with some of these male reproductive defects, and has found an increased risk. And the underlying etiology of these
conditions... So ironically, just what these boys are going to be using when they get older may actually be causing the problem.
Possibly, because of the underlying mechanism is this increased exposure to estrogenic or anti-androgens in pregnancy that
anti-male hormones.
Yes, that basically may disrupt the production of male hormones that could lead to these conditions.
You were looking then at, it's been known for a long time that there's a risk, an increased risk of testicular cancer for undescended testes. And male infertility. And you were trying to sort of tie that down in terms of statistics.
Yes, that's right. So there's been, it's a bit like a jigsaw. And so there's been different studies looking at the association between these early life reproductive birth defects and long-term adult disorders. And so the first study has shown that there's an association between these hyperspadias and undescended testes and testicular cancer. And the second bit of evidence was this, was a trial and sort of subsequent some further studies that showed that boys that underwent corrective surgery for undescended testes at 6 months versus 3 years of age, that the boys at 3 years of age had decreased testicular volume, lower germ cell count, and the potential for future infertility. But nobody had followed up these boys into adulthood. So there was the potential of increased infertility, but we didn't know for sure.
And germ cell is another name for sperm.
Yes, that's right.
So you studied 350,000 births in Western Australia.
Yes. So that's a really...
So it's not a little study.
It's not a little study. And it's really, because these conditions are relatively rare, it's the way that we had to do this study was using data linkage. Now, if you think about these conditions are rare, if you think about starting a study from early birth, from birth, and trying to follow up men up to 40 years of age, it's a long time to do that study if you had to follow up a large group of men. Conversely, if we had to sort of take men in adulthood and ask them to remember back to, you know, when they were baby boys and the time of surgery, it'd be really difficult. So the way that we could do this study was via data linkage.
Meaning that you had the records in Western Australia, which have been going now back 40-odd years,
yes,
and you could see what happened to them in adulthood. And when you compared the two, what did you find?
Okay, so what we could find was that boys, so we found a few different things, so I'll just step you through. So firstly, we found that boys with undescended testes were and hyperspadias were both at increased risk of testicular cancer. And then when we actually looked at the age of corrective surgery, for hyperspadias we didn't have enough numbers, but for undescended testes we actually found that there was a significant increase. So for every 6 months delay in the age at surgery, there was an increased risk, 6% increased risk of testicular cancer in later adulthood. And then similarly, for when we looked at male infertility, both boys with undescended testes and boys with hyperspadias were more likely, well, actually, firstly, they were 20% less likely to father children when they were adults, and that for boys with undescended testes in particular, they were increased risk, over twofold increased risk of requiring assisted reproductive technology to correct their infertility.
And was operating on it, did operation to lower the testes fix up the infertility problem?
The operation, the age of the operation is what's most important. And so firstly, what we can see with both in male infertility and testicular cancer, for boys with undescended testes, the timing of the surgery is so important. And really it needs to be done before 12 months of age to ensure that they're at the lowest risk of getting these long-term conditions.
And what you found in another study is that 45% of boys, yes, in Australia don't get it till after 18 months.
That's right. So what we're actually what we did is in some other studies from my research fellow, Dr. Shinoya, he's basically looked at the age of surgery of boys undergoing orchidopexy, so this corrective surgery. And it's true that over 45% of boys are having surgery after 18 months of age. And this is actually, compared to international studies, this is actually quite good.
Yeah, Germany's 80%.
That's right.
Like that, don't have it.
That's right.
What's going on there?
Okay, so I think up to now, I think the evidence has been a little bit conflicting, inconclusive. People know that there's a link with these adult conditions, but the timing hasn't been so conclusive. And, you know, there's a link with testicular cancer, but the age at surgery hadn't been established. And what we can show from this particular study is that the timing of surgery, corrective surgery, is important, and it does need to be done the earlier, the better.
It's sometimes quite difficult to diagnose because the testes can jump back into the inguinal canal, because particularly in newborn babies, you've got to examine the baby in a warm bath and not have your hands too cold. Probably too much information for the audience. So it's understandable that there might be late diagnosis.
So it is possible. Look, I'm not a clinician, and different clinicians we've spoken to have said it's easier versus harder to examine. But what's important that, you know, if there is a diagnosis, that it is followed up. Look, there's routine checks for undescended testes at week 4, week 8, 3 months and 6 months for every baby boy. So if parents aren't so, you know, confident, then the GPs or the early childhood nurses should be examining these boys and referring them on.
Very briefly, because we're almost out of time.
Sure.
With hypospadias, I mean, I thought it was equivocal in your study whether or not it increased the risk of testicular cancer. It wasn't statistically significant.
It wasn't statistically significant. And we think it's because of the small numbers that we had. There was a trend towards increased
risk. So you think
risk.
It's real?
Potentially, yes, because previous studies from Scandinavia have showed the increased association. We just probably didn't have enough boys.
But fixing hyperspadias isn't going to reduce the risk of testicular cancer, is it?
But we think it might be the underlying etiology and the mechanisms of this impaired sperm counts and male factor hormones that could be potentially leading to the increased risk in later adulthood.
So the message is, if you've got a baby with one of your babies has got undescended testes, don't wait. Get it done.
Right. That's right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Natasha Nassar is Professor of Perinatal and Paediatric Epidemiology at the University of Sydney. You're listening to The Health Report here on RN, ABC News and CBC Radio across Canada.